Nancy Kane from AAA Michigan. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing well. What are you doing for the 4th of July holiday?
Well, we're going to be doing a little bit of boating and just relaxing outdoors, heading out to a campground for a day. This is a great summer holiday, and this upcoming weekend, Tony, as you know, is the pinnacle, and you really want to get out there and enjoy it. And this past weekend was a good prelude to it. It was perfect this weekend.
All right. Well, we're coming over to your house then. Sounds like you're having a good time. Let's talk gas prices. I am shocked. I want to fill up, and I just filled up, but I want to fill up more because those gas prices are spiraling down.
Yep, and this is great. This proves to you, our gas price story this year, as you know, has been very unusual. The dead of winter, record high prices, and now right before the July 4th holiday, prices are down in Michigan for the third straight week, down almost 56 cents just in 3 weeks. And do you know what you paid this morning? Do you remember?
I do not. I saw one price, Nancy, at 337 as I was driving into work.
Wow, that's great. Well, on average, Tony, across the state, the average of 2,800 stations is $3.55. And that's only, it sounds crazy, but only 70 cents more than last year. You know, just a few weeks ago, we were paying like $1.50 more than the same time last year. So prices have come down significantly. And we think that's going to help, July 4th tourism, too. The folks that told us that they might not travel, generally the reason they said was because of the high gas prices. But with prices coming down, we think a lot of folks might decide at the last minute to head out.
All right, so it should be a bustling weekend on the roads. What are road conditions like? I know we've got a lot of construction going on around the state.
We do. And the Michigan Department of Transportation, they're always great. They suspend, work during the summer holidays, which is great so people can get through. But we still say, just allow extra time to get where you're going because there will be more people on the road. And in some of the construction areas, while the workers won't be working, there could be some of the orange barrels around or some of the equipment. So you always want to pay attention in any kind of work zone.
Nancy, is there a resource we can go to find out where that construction is as we plan our driving?
You can. You go to AAA.com, traffic. There's information there, certainly, and we're welcome to have you come. And also MDOT, they've also got information on their website. And really, people should check before they go out. Unlike the old days, there's so many resources now. You can go online before you head out. For example, you can go to our AAA fuelgagereport.com or AAA. And get our fuel price finder so you can find out what prices are in the area that you want to go to. So lots of good information out there.
There are fireworks all over. I'm not going up there this weekend, but usually we would go to Oscoda, and we liked it there because there would be fireworks to the north and south of us out on the lake. What's going to be the big destinations this weekend, Nancy?
Well, this weekend, we're projecting that anywhere near water, we've had a lot of increases in people coming in and getting maps and going online to get our trip tips. So anywhere near water, but Mackinac Island, certainly, our summer staples, Traverse City, Saugatuck, Petoskey, Charlevoix. But a lot of areas, too, you're going to see, like Fort Huron, any place near water, the Upper Peninsula. This is a time of year that more people are inclined to go there because you've got a little bit more time. July 4th, as you know, is on a Monday this year. So at the very least, most folks will have a three-day weekend. And many of the people we surveyed said either they were going to take this week off and add on to the weekend, or they would take the coming weekend and add the next week. So either way, we're going to have a lot of folks traveling the next couple of weeks.
All right, Nancy, as always, thanks so much. Enjoy your week and your holiday week.
Well, the same to you, Tony. All the best. And we'll keep an eye on those gas prices for you.